to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-877-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
Welcome to Call to Freedom. And it may be cloudy on the outside of this building, but my heart is warmed and Kimberly's heart is warm because you're listening to us, and we praise God for you. And even though we're going through this transition, we know that you're going to be going through changes as well. And so we're praying for you that those changes will go smoothly. In fact, Kimberly, I got some information from a bank today that they're changing from the bank that I've been working with for 25, 30 years is now a new bank, and it's the Boring Bank.
I saw that in your hands.
I was really excited about that. Boring. Since 1865, PNC has been a boring bank. And I thought, well, I hope it goes smoothly because I've got all my accounts with that bank, all my earthly accounts. My heavenly accounts are with Holy Spirit.
That's a wonderful
CPA. But
there's so many transitions in this life.
I know.
And really, it's just a name change. That's all we're going to see it as. It's only a name change.
Yeah, that's right. Even though our accounts and everything involved are going to be changed, it's going to be a smooth change. As my dear friend in Alabama told me, they changed from the First Bank to the PNC Bank. So, and she said it's just great.
Very smooth. Enjoy
the work before you today, approaching it as if God is the only one you're working for. That's what we got to be cognizant of. Mm-hmm. Every morning when we wake up, we're working for you, Lord God. And I heard a wonderful phrase today: you don't get angry with God. No.
Well, or you could, and then you figure out that it doesn't really work out very well.
No, it doesn't. How is it working for you?
And it's not that he punishes when we get angry with him. Mm-hmm. It's just that he is no longer a source because we have our backs turned to him.
That's right.
And we want him as our source, capital S source, for everything in life. Mm-hmm. Because he, when we have favor with him, and we favor him, we favor him. Mm-hmm. We choose him. He favors us. And when we turn and favor him as well, then things go much more smoothly.
Oh, they do. They do. When you walked into the studio today, you greeted Rachel with...
Oh, yes, because today is May 4th. It's May the 4th. It's not April the 4th.
No,
it's not June the 4th.
No.
It's May the 4th. And so I just have always loved this little saying, "May the 4th be with you." And it's a Star Wars theme. So if any of you are familiar with Star Wars, then you can giggle with me. It just doesn't get old to me. May the 4th be with you. And you only get to say it once a year. May the 4th.
And your elderly mother has never heard this from you. You must have had it between your friends, your mm-hmm. high school friends, and all
my
that.
My children.
Yes.
May the 4th be with you.
May the 4th be with you. And so we say that to you today. Coming up with new things all the time. I have new things to write in my journal every day. Every day, new things. And you think it would get old after 80 some years, and it's not.
No.
It just gets absolutely wonderful.
The Lord is always doing new things.
Yes.
And you know what? Last week we were talking about planting seed and not growing mm-hmm. weary mm-hmm. in planting that seed. And I think it was 2 weeks ago we were talking about the new things that God is doing. He's always doing a new thing. Mm-hmm. And we're experiencing some new things with Call to Freedom. We are no longer going to be at this 1 o'clock time slot. In fact, mm-hmm. this is the last week for that 1 o'clock mm-hmm. time. So if this is the time that you normally listen to us, be looking for us. I hope you're not getting this confused because we're not going anywhere. Oh. We are still with KLTT. We're just going to be on at 9 o'clock at night. And also 2:30 and 5:30 in the morning. So if you are a really late owl or a super early morning person, you can find us at 2:30 and 5:30. We're also going to be on the sister station 1220, that's 1220 KLDC, at 11 o'clock in the morning. So we're not going anywhere. We're still here and are looking forward to continuing to bring a message of hope, a message of freedom, a message of life. Yes. So just a few new things, but we're excited about those new things.
Yes, we're coming into the studio and recording and other ministries. In fact, we were the last live ministry here on KLTT. Other ministries have been doing that for years and years, Kimberly.
Yes, recording.
And yeah, we're just kind of spreading our wings just a little bit into the social media. And I'll tell you, I was hesitant about that for years. And then we got this encouragement from our webmaster, and then you thought, oh, this is good.
Yes.
Even though for right now, we're experiencing a little bit more work in getting the transition done. Mm-hmm. But it's going to be good, and more people are going to be listening to us, which we want the gospel spread out across the United States and the world.
Yes.
About Jesus, Kimberly.
Yes, and we do.
It's kind of like a lot of people have forgotten that just a month ago, it was Resurrection Sunday. And then we all go back to our work.
Right. We're excited about Resurrection Sunday and the new things and the power of God and the victory that he brings. And then it just seems like it's only a couple weeks later and we're forgetting that he's doing new things every day.
Yes.
That there's resurrection life every day.
That's
so even
right.
though we're doing this transition with the timing of the radio program, we are not changing the fact that we're meeting once a month. We've got a meeting this coming Saturday on May the 9th. See, it's May 4th right now. I'm going to say it again. May the 4th be with you, because I only get to say it today. I know.
Okay. All right. So, we're going to meet for brunch at 9:30, and we enjoy that so much. It's just such a wonderful fellowship. And the servers and the restaurant just bend over backwards to bring our food warm and hot and have us
and
all.
And quickly,
yes.
They feel like family members to me, that restaurant.
Do.
I just
they
love them.
Do.
So, yes, Mom, if you want to join us, that would be me. I'm Kimberly. And Mom, that's Barbara. If you want to join us this Saturday, call the number 877-917-7256. We would love to have you with us, and leave your phone number or some way to contact you. If it's an email or some other way, mm-hmm. leave that contact information with us on a message, and we will get back to you and give you the directions to the restaurant that we meet at. And if you want to meet with us in our home for the Bible study, that starts at
11
o'clock. And we would love to have you there. We can give you the address to the home if you want to join us there. So plan on joining us this coming mm-hmm. Saturday, May 9th. We would love to see you.
That's right. It's always a delight and a pleasure to have you join us and just enjoy fellowship in the Lord Jesus. It's a blessing, Kimberly. It really is. So you are blessed to dispense, for in him you live and move and have your being. If you feel separated somehow from us, you can always email at Barbara@freedomstreet.org or Kimberly@freedomstreet.org or hello@freedomstreet.org or go to freedomstreet.org and listen to those wonderful radio broadcasts. And also Darren's sessions all of our CD series that we did for years and years are there for you to listen to any time of the day or night. I have just a little paragraph to read from Hillsdale College. In the spring of 1775, a handful of farmers and tradesmen stood their ground against the greatest military power on earth. And it was, at that time, the greatest power on earth. And you can also get a series, Sons of Liberty, that have been an absolute wonderful thing for me. I listen to it every 4th of July. It's been great. And they didn't know, these farmers and tradesmen didn't know how the story would end, but they knew that freedom was worth fighting for. The shot heard around the world set in motion a chain of events that led to the greatest experiment in self-government the world has ever known. Rediscover the spirit of 1776. Our fathers beat the greatest army in the world. They tamed the West. They landed on the moon. The next chapter is ours to write together in America's new golden age. Learn about our inspiring past so that you can help shape our boundless future with your children and grandchildren. So important, friend. That's why I'm excited to share something special with you. The White House recently asked Hillsdale College to assist the Salute to America 250 Task Force in producing a new free video called The Story of America. And I have already gone Googled that, and it's a wonderful video, a sweeping episode-by-episode journey through our nation's founding in honor of its 250th anniversary. It's great. The Story of America.
Oh, we've had some really fun patriotic movies coming out. The Great Awakening is such a good movie. Mm-hmm. That's a good one to look into.
Yes.
And Young Washington is another one. I think it's coming out also in July. So we've got a lot to tap into and see the history and hear the history on big screens. That'll be fun.
Mm-hmm. It will be. So our memory verse for this week is 1 Thessalonians, and you may not be able to pronounce it, but it's there. You can say 1 Thess 5:16-18. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is God's will concerning you. So important that, first of all, Kimberly, we rejoice.
Yes.
Second of all, we pray.
Yes.
And third of all, we thank God in everything.
In every circumstance.
I used to not do that. I did not.
Well, it takes an exercise.
Yes.
To have our mind submit itself to our spirit.
Mm-hmm.
That is an exercise that we have to practice. Mm-hmm. Exercise means that you actually start doing something to practice it.
Yes,
and
that's right.
It is an exercise to practice giving thanks, always being joyful. But we can't do it. See, those two are sandwiched. You are rejoicing, and then you are praying all the time, consistently, constantly, and then being thankful in all circumstances. So praying is in the middle of the rejoicing and the being thankful.
That's good.
And we cannot rejoice or be thankful without staying in touch with our Creator, our Savior,
yes,
Jesus. And we need to be talking to Him. That's what praying is. Praying is simply talking to Him all the time.
That's right. When you make a sandwich and you don't have mayo or butter or mustard, it is very dull.
Dry?
Dry and dull. So remember that. Prayer is sandwiched in between the rejoicing and thankfulness. That's really good. And in the Living Translation, that same scripture, is 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18. Always be joyful. Boy, that's hard. But you can do it. We can do it. We can really do it. Never stop praying. Be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus.
That's right. It's not something that we have to work really hard at. We just have to change our mind.
Mm-hmm.
That is hard, but it's not exerting ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
It's not strenuous.
Yes.
It's just something we have to be willing to do as we continue to just change our mind about our circumstances.
Yes.
And align ourselves with what the Bible is telling us to do, then we do experience joy.
That's right.
We do experience gratitude and a thankful heart in everything because we're in touch with the one who has written the whole story. And then we start figuring out that we're not alone in our story. Whatever it is that we are experiencing, He experienced it first.
That's
and he
right.
starts revealing that in stories and in mysteries and opening our eyes to those mysteries. That's really fun.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking about the three young Hebrew men that were thrown into the fiery furnace.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting because their names were changed.
Yes.
Their names were Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah.
That's right.
And the names were changed to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. There was a reason and a purpose for changing their names. the king at the time, Nebuchadnezzar, he wanted these young men to conform to the pattern of the world. He didn't want them to be walking in the ways of their God, mm-hmm. whom they had been raised to serve
yes.
and to know. He wanted them to be changed. And so he changed their names. So I actually looked this up. Hananiah's name means God is gracious. And his name, Hananiah, it also means God favors and God protects. So the graciousness of God, it goes along with his favor and his protection. Mm. His name, Hananiah's name, was changed to Shadrach. And Shadrach means the command of Aku. It's a different God. So the name was changed from God, our God, being gracious and favoring and protecting, to the command of another God, Shadrach, command of Aku. Then Mishael means who is like God, Mishael. Misha means
El. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
God is El, right? And Misha means who is like, who can be compared to our God? And he was then named Meshach. It's the same Misha, but Aku. Aku is who is like Aku.
An idol God.
Another God.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's why years ago, Kimberly, God instructed me by Holy Spirit, I want you to always name them by their biblical names. Instead of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, to Mishael and Hananiah and Azariah. And it's been such a pleasure for me to think of those boys that would not bow.
Right.
They would not bow. And Babylon at that time was the world power. Mm-hmm. You talk about England being a world power. Babylon was undefeated among
right.
nations.
Yeah.
So they wanted them to bow down to their idols.
Right.
They would not.
Well, even if we remember them as Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, we are remembering that those gods could not compare to our God.
That's right.
That they couldn't stand up in the fire. Only our God could cause them to go through the fire. Mm-hmm. And so the whole goal of conforming them to the world, it didn't work out. What that might look like for us is, okay, I'm going to talk about this. It's hard, but conforming by always having insurance, every kind of insurance.
Okay.
Or conforming by making sure that you are in the medical system. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So whether you're talking about insurance for hail damage or any
flood
kind of insurance on your car or and there are some that by law you have to carry. So I'm not saying to go against the law of the land because our God would not ask us to do that. Mm-hmm. However, when we are leaning so much so onto insurance and looking to doctors to be our answer instead of waiting on the Lord, we are actually conforming to the ways of the world.
Yeah, that's right.
Conforming to the pattern of the world.
We don't want to admit it, but that is true.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And we're able to talk about it on the air because we have chosen not to conform. And I hope it's okay for me to say this. You're even being fined. I think we can call it a fine because you're not in the system. Monthly, you
yes.
have a fine. You have a certain amount that is taken from you
yes.
by the government because you did not sign up mm-hmm. for these things. So
right.
you have very boldly and courageously, Mom, you have stood against being conformed to the pattern of this world. And how is it working out for us? We have
it's
peace
wonderful.
That
yes.
passes all understanding.
That's right. Yes. I can talk about when I went to Tulsa to get my hip replaced.
Yeah.
And talk about how we paid cash. Some of you listening, you were so generous in sending money so I could go to Tulsa with cash. And the actual surgery was if I would have had insurance, was $65,000. But with the cash, it was $23,000. And so I realized how much the insurance companies take from the average taxpayer every year. And then I said, okay, we did that. It's done. And a year later, Kimberly, it's just such a miracle. I got this envelope from the Tulsa Bone and Hip Clinic, and they sent me a check for $23,000, exact change, $23,000. I got this surgery for zip. Mm-hmm. Nothing. I mean, that's how God works. And then through the wonderful plans that you made, God works through people and also by his very miraculous hand, like he did Azariah, Hananiah, and Mishael in that fiery furnace.
That's right.
That's right. They could not have stood the fire of that furnace.
That's right. Yeah. And as I was thinking about them and their lives, for some reason it was standing out to me. There were three of them, and the whole idea of three. The idea that we're made in the image of God and we have a spirit, a soul, and a body. Mm-hmm. We are a spirit being that has a soul and a body.
We have to live in a body, yes.
Right. And the Lord is three in one. So we are also three in one. And it's easy, I think, for us as Christians to desire a spiritual walk with the Lord. We desire it so much that we try to separate ourselves maybe too much from our body and from our emotions. We just need to realize that we are three in one, and there needs to be a reconciliation of all three. Mm-hmm. When we realize that something is out of joint, that something is not working right, when we realize that we're trapped in a cycle of worry or fear or a cycle of self-pity or anger, when we realize that, then we know that we have not reconciled our spirit with our soul and our emotions, or reconciling our spirit with our body that is in pain. And we have also, in being made in the image of God, we have been given the power to speak these things, these healings into being. We're just shy about it. We're shy about doing it, mm-hmm. because for a lot of us, it sounds funny when it's coming out of our mouth, even if we're alone doing mm-hmm. it. And so then we don't practice saying to our body, oh, be comforted, be healed, yes. be revived, mm-hmm. be restored.
That's right.
Be knit back together. There are ways that our body listens to us and then conforms to what we're saying. So instead of being conformed to the ways of the world tells us that as we get older, we're falling apart. But you know what? In Deuteronomy 33, it says that as your years are, so shall your strength be.
Amen.
God speaks something different over us. He tells us that as we get older, we can get stronger.
Mm-hmm. So it's not just three. It's not just number one, spirit, number two, soul, number three, body. That one, two, three equals four, because there's always a fourth. We've got to always include that fourth member, just like the three children in the furnace. There was that fourth, and it's the Lord Jesus in Holy Spirit that is coming and being the fourth member. So
that's good, and may the fourth be with you.
As you can tell, this is Monday.
Monday, May 4th. It's Monday, May 4th. May yes. the 4th be with you. So, this is a perfect day to talk about the fourth one in the fire.
Yes. So
I think what you're saying yes. is that our spirit is an individual spirit mm-hmm. with a soul and a body. And
That's
we
right.
must have the spirit of the Lord with us.
The fourth member.
In
yes.
order to experience the kind of joyful rejoicing in our memory verse mm-hmm. from 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18. So having the rejoicing and the joy, we never stop praying, never mm-hmm. stop having a constant conversation and fellowship with that fourth one.
Yes.
And we're thankful in all circumstances, no matter how hot it gets.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And this morning, as I was praying that we're expecting a pretty big storm, about 18 to 24 inches in the mountains and coming down from Wyoming. And so Kimberly and I are praying for rain. And if it does come, a little bit of snow, we are going to our trees. We've got huge maple trees. We're going to anoint the trees this afternoon. This is from Holy Spirit today. I said, Holy Spirit, what do we need to do today to prepare? He says, you go and anoint your property, your dominion. So this afternoon, we will anoint the trees, the two huge trees in the backyard, and we're going around the property, and we're going to speak peace and rest to those plants and all the trees, and that nothing will defile or damage or hurt None of the enemy will come in and do any of that damage, Kimberly, in Jesus' name.
Mm.
So that's what we've got. We've got that fourth member that comes in there and takes care of all of the worry you were talking about, mm-hmm. all of the anxiety. Mm-hmm. Be anxious for nothing.
For nothing.
But with prayer and thanksgiving,
yes.
Philippians 4 tells us.
Yes.
With thanksgiving, bring your requests before God. And don't be anxious about it. So you don't have to run from window to window and say, oh, I hope it doesn't hail. Oh, I hope it doesn't break branches. Oh, I hope. And we know that God's going to take care of it when
That's
we
right.
anoint. Yes.
That's right.
When we anoint in you've, the name of Jesus.
You've had a special covering on your property for years. Mm. And you have spoken to the hail when it starts hailing. I have done the same thing
yes.
when it has begun to hail and I've been driving and the
oh,
hail's
yes.
hitting my vehicle. More than once, I have said, you can just melt every time you get close to my vehicle, melt away and just splat like a raindrop, like a big raindrop.
Uh-huh. And some of you are saying, do you really do that? Do you really say that? Yes. We really believe the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
We do.
We say it out loud.
Say
we
it.
We do. We say it out loud. Yes. Yeah. There's so much more to say about this. And we're looking forward to this week of being joyful. And we're continually praying this week of being thankful in all circumstances.
Yes.
This week that's leading up to a Saturday meeting, we just encourage you to give us a call and let us know if you're able to come and join us at the meeting on this Saturday, May 9th. Mm-hmm. We'd love to be with you and fellowship with you.
Mm-hmm.
Just call 1-877-917-7256. You'll hear that number again at the end of the program. Jimmy Lakey gives it at the end
yes,
here. So
that's right.
Yeah, you'll be able to hear it.
And know, our friends, you're never alone. No matter what circumstance you find yourself in, you are never, never alone. Read Hebrews 13, verse 5b, and you will know that I will not leave you alone. So he's with you to protect you and be a refuge for you and an absolute wonderful heavenly father for you when you are alone. You don't think you have any earthly family, anyone who cares about you. Ah, he does. And we do too. We want to hear from you. So call us or email us. We'd love to hear from you. God bless you and keep you and take joy.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-877-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at BarbaraCarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy.